Trump claims FIFA pressure, college sports bill nears filibuster threshold. During a White House reception celebrating the ongoing World Cup, co-hosted by the United States, Canada, and Mexico, President Trump boasted about personally pressuring FIFA over a red card issued to U.S. striker Folarin Balogun, who plays for Monaco but is eligible for the national team. FIFA's statutes explicitly prohibit government interference in soccer governance, a rule enforced by suspending countries whose politicians control national federations. Whether FIFA takes formal action remains uncertain. The organization has historically shown flexibility toward powerful host nations, but the public boast itself constitutes precisely the kind of political interference its rules exist to prevent. Federal legislation establishing a framework for college athlete compensation reportedly has 60 Senate votes, enough to clear a filibuster, according to discussions this week. The bill would potentially supersede the patchwork of state NIL laws and rapidly evolving NCAA rules that have reshaped college sports since the Supreme Court's 2021 Alston decision. The remaining obstacle is winning over Southeastern Conference and Big Ten athletic conferences, which have raised concerns about revenue-sharing mechanics under a federal structure. The legislation faces a tight timeline before the August congressional recess. Marvel's release of a Wolverine film trailer, expected to be a major media event, was largely overshadowed by fan anger over Sony's decisions regarding physical media formats and disc releases. The intensity of the backlash suggested that for a significant portion of the entertainment fan base, physical media ownership has become a perceived rights issue rather than simply a format preference. Examining the most confident claims circulating in markets this week, that the AI semiconductor supercycle will continue at rates justifying current valuations, the bear case rests on three credible risks. AI model efficiency is improving faster than expected, potentially reducing raw compute demand below current build-out levels. Enterprise AI adoption has been slower than initial projections, raising questions about whether infrastructure investment will generate expected returns. And U.S. export controls, combined with Chinese domestic chip development, could fragment the global market in ways that reduce the total addressable demand for American semiconductor companies. None of those scenarios has clearly materialized, but the Nasdaq's difficult week suggests some investors are beginning to price in the possibility. The honest assessment is that Jensen Huang's very long-run prediction may prove correct, while near-term valuations remain vulnerable to variables: model efficiency progress, enterprise adoption pace, geopolitical friction, that are genuinely difficult to forecast.